This podcast is brought to you by SEW Eurodrive, leaders in the field of drive technology. Monday, April 19, 2010. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon DeRehove. Making headlines today. South Africa's third largest gold producer, Harmony Gold, announced that it had begun to close three underperforming shafts in the Free State province, which will put the jobs of 3,700 of its employees at risk. Harmony CEO Graham Briggs said that the company had decided to close the Harmony 2, Merrisbrait 1 and Merrisbrait 3 shafts in Virginia after a performance review. He said that these assets had no remaining payable reserves and their closure had begun. He added that every effort would be made to mitigate the effects of closure on the 3,700 employees affected. Steps that would be considered include the transfers of affected personnel to other Harmony operations, a program to provide training in portable skills, and the possibility of early retirement for those of the appropriate age. ASX and JSE-listed Platinum will acquire Barrick Gold Corporation's 10% interest in the Sebadelo Platinum Project on the western limb of South Africa's Bushveld Complex for $15 million. The platinum miner said it would also acquire a number of long lead items required for the development of the project from Barrick for up to $45 million. Barrick Gold Senior Vice President Cassie Boggs said that the company had received a number of expressions of interest from parties wanting to buy its stake in the project. She noted that, after due consideration, Barrick accepted the platinum offer and hopes the property will be developed to its full potential and for the benefit of all stakeholders. Also making headlines, AIM-listed Kopane Diamond Developments plans to restart its Lesotho diamond mine this year. Seawater is converted to potable water for Areva's Namibian uranium mine. Beacon Hill acquires a Mozambique coal mine. And India's JSW Energy buys a stake in South African coal mining holdings. That's a roundup of news making headlines today.